Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, the Friday edition. And what do we do for the final interview segment? We turn our attention to Jeff Pitts from CityView because he knows what to do. And today, Jeff brought along a friend. Jeff is, of course, the writer extraordinaire, the lifestyle consultant when it comes to stuff to do in the metro. And you brought someone with you.
That's right. Adam, welcome. Des Moines, meet Adam Rogan.
Hey, Adam Rogan.
Meet Des Moines.
Hello, Des Moines. Nice to meet you.
So, and I understand that you're a Drake student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
I'm going to be a Drake senior. I'll be graduating in December, and I've been an intern with CityView for the last couple months.
Nice.
Get my feet wet in the professional side.
And you brought him here because he is going to replace Shane Gooden. Is that right?
I don't know where you keep getting this rumor from.
I got to keep Shane on his toes, man.
That's true, but calling on the intern is not the best way to do it.
Okay. Just trying to help out. Do you get paid for this gig?
I do.
Very good. Well, that's the law, so I was just checking to make sure if it was all right. All right.
We have lots going on this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Hinterland Music Festival.
Oh.
2 days of music curated all. For all who love both music and the outdoors, Hinterland is held in St. Charles, a beautiful rural landscape just outside Des Moines, and the annual festival features a blend of music, camping, art, craft vendors, family engagement, and more.
In a bucolic setting.
Ooh.
I like it. Yeah. There you
go. What's the day calendar?
Yeah.
What's the music?
What's the music going to be, Adam?
There's a couple bands I think are really worth paying attention to. There's Alt J, they burst on the scene a couple years ago.
Alt J.
Alt J.
Okay.
Don't know what the name is, and you don't really want to don't understand the name. Don't really want to delve into their lyrics much. They get a little off the wall, little weird sometimes. But they are really talented musicians, and I think that the show has got to reflect that with just how weird they can be sometimes. That I think it's just something to, it'll be a memorable show
there
if nothing else.
Okay, Alt J is there.
There's also Gary Clark Jr., who is... Gary Clark Jr.
Clark.
He's an incredibly talented guitarist who, as far as popular music today goes, is probably one of the best just straight guitarists out there. And if you like rock and roll in any way, he's someone... He's one of the guys you got to see because he's just so talented. And then there's also the Head and the Heart, which for a college student like me is popular around me and a lot of my friends. That's a band I think really anyone can enjoy. Really fun. Really, it's odd that they're popular so much amongst college students and 20-year-olds, and I think that they can really apply to.
Because are they old like me or something?
The people in the band I think would be probably mid-30s, but they make music that's easy to listen to, and it's good for a long drive kind of thing. I really enjoy them just musically.
And Hinterland is going on this weekend.
Yeah. You know, not everyone knows this, but I actually have all the albums of a lesser-known Gary Clark Sr.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is going to be really awkward if he actually was a musician too. Not sure if he was.
Yeah, but yeah, it would be awkward.
That's research we could have used coming into this.
Well, now not only... Not
looking at Gary Clark III now.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Or Dave Clark, the Dave Clark Five. Hey, I bet that's Gary's brother.
You're aging yourself again.
I am old. Come on. Research assistant and musical genius extraordinaire.
Amen.
Too flattering. Yeah. Much too flattering.
I would trust that Shane's going to just bump his salary now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You would think so.
You think.
Okay. The term catwalk, according to the Online Etymology Dictionary, dates back to 1885. It was a term that meant long, narrow footway in reference to a narrow passage that one has to cross carefully as a catwalks. Originally used for ships and theatrical backstages. Narrow, often elevated walkway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just interesting trivia to segue into. Catwalks aren't just for models.
No.
Apparently, they're for dogs, cats, and other pets, too. Nowadays, the Animal Rescue League is hosting its Pet a Porter fashion show on August 5th.
Pet a Porter?
The animals are adoptable And there will also be raffles, a silent auction, cocktails, all fun for a normal fashion show, but this time with fur.
Yeah, fur.
Hopefully PETA won't.
Yeah, right. Okay, this is very nice. So mm-hmm. ARL is doing this program, right?
That's right.
And
it's a fashion show
for animals. And you can go. And by the way, how much fun is that? And pick up a really neat pet at the same time. Nice.
Like anyone that. You know ever done that, Michael?
Yeah. We are the proud owners of several. All right, so go to AR. And that's tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
That's Saturday.
From 6 p.m. Yep.
All right, Saturday.
Okay, did you know that Central Iowa is hosting the annual Iowa High School Baseball Coaches All-Star Series?
No.
Put me in, coach. 64 senior players, all selected to play in the four-day series. The teams will play four games in 4 days. The first set of games starts at Waukee, then they move to Johnson, Ankeny, and throughout the metro. There's supposed to be 1,000 attendees coming to town for this, so it's kind of a big deal. You'll see people, especially out in the western suburbs, you'll see a lot of uniforms, baseball players in uniforms walking around, and they'll be getting ready to All-Star game.
Play, yeah.
Yeah. That's something.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very, baseball. Very good for me.
You ever do an ollie, Michael?
An ollie?
Mm-hmm.
Does he know what an ollie is?
No. Well, I...
Have you ever said the word skate or die, dude?
No, man.
Well, I just said
it. So is this skateboarding?
There's a skateboard extreme challenge.
Ooh.
Saturday, August 5th. Extreme challenge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is no ordinary challenge.
This is Right, exactly.
This is an extreme challenge.
It's a chance for skateboarders of all ages to show off their stuff and win prizes. The competition will be divided by age level. It's free and no pre-registration is required. It's at the skate park at Walker Johnston Park in Urbandale. Starts at 11 a.m.
Which is pretty slick. They got a really nice skate park.
I haven't seen it, actually.
It's very nice.
They're working on bringing a new skate park to Des Moines. They're
really?
Doing fundraising for that right now, and I think that'd be really good. Be down by the river.
Do you skate? Do you skate?
I've tried, and it usually ends up in pain for me.
Yeah, pain.
So
I
tend to stray away from...
Well, you're a writer.
Yeah,
see,
I write about the people who do the cool
right,
things.
Right, there you go. Yeah,
I don't do the cool things right. myself.
That's always a safer way to do it.
Oh, much safer. Right.
So we got skateboard going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. Extreme skateboarding.
Now, I will not be there, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, right.
Now, there is one place I might be, and that is the Highway 141 Garage Sale Event.
Ding, 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 ding.
This isn't for everyone, but I like this sort of thing. It's Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow. But sales will be all over this area along 141. You just drive up and down the highway. You'll see the signs. Everyone's doing it.
141.
www.141sale.com.
Oh, they got .com and everything.
Hey, this is a grouping of garage sales that even has their own website. They're organized.
Wow.
They got it together. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
The pickers will be out.
You don't
pickup
you know?
Pickup trucks will be out.
I wonder if my friend from Maudville will be there. You know, have you ever been to Maudville out in Adair? Yeah.
I have
Adele.
Not.
I'm sorry, Adele.
Maudville.
Maudville.
How do you spell it?
Maudville.
Okay.
It's this really cool, anyway. It's
something.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all mid-century modern stuff that they have out there.
Nice.
Very cool.
Well, I've heard great things. This is the event for garage sales.
All right.
Yeah.
The 141 garage sale. Go.
Get out there.
Oh, Adam's back.
Apparently, I'm taking over. There's also the. Do you know what the difference between a buzzer and a bizarre is?
A buzzer and a bizarre.
Bizarre and bizarre.
Yes, I know what the difference is. Yes.
Okay. Well, then we can just power through that joke that did not land, and we'll move forward to there's an art bazaar at Plain Talks Books this Sunday.
Oh, there's a bazaar.
Yes, a bazaar. Not I don't think it'd be a very bizarre bazaar.
No, but it's a bazaar. Yeah.
It's a bazaar.
Got it. Right.
It's the East Village's art bazaar. It's gonna be hosted at Plain Talks Books and Coffee.
And that's downtown. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 602 East Grand, and it's in association with the Rebel Art Alliance. And they are giving people something to talk about this summer. The events are held the first Sunday of each summer month. So I believe this is the last one. And this Sunday, there's Courtney Krause, who's an up-and-coming singer-songwriter. Last year, she was nominated for the Des Moines Register nominated her for People to Watch in 2017.
Yeah.
I learned that the other day. So she's really doing something with herself, I think, musically in Des Moines.
She'll be at the bookstore.
Yeah, she'll be playing at the bookstore along with the
big bookstore
for the non-bizarre bazaar.
Yeah, for the non-bizarre bazaar. And if you're not interested in books, you can always play cornhole, which is definitely my speed.
Play what?
Play a little cornhole, little bags.
Oh, bags.
I
was concerned where we were going there for just a moment. He's now dating himself. He's very young.
I believe that's more of a Wisconsin term, which is why I'm from.
See, there you go.
But it seems odd that cornhole isn't the.
Where are you from in Wisconsin?
Oh, Racine. Racine.
That's where my family's from, Racine.
You're kidding.
No, get out of here. Carmel Avenue, Racine, Wisconsin.
That's crazy.
Yeah, West Racine.
Wow. Well,
Nelson's Bakery.
Why Nelson's?
Because they got the best Kringle.
Oh, no. O&H Bakery is where you go.
Old
for
age?
O&H.
O&H.
Fantastic. Apple Kringle.
Where in the world is that? It must be in the new section.
It's on. No, they've been there for a long time. They were on 11th, on Highway 11, and now they're on Highway 20.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, well they're probably right next to Nelson's.
Yeah. O&H will probably put them out of business. They're way too much. They're way better.
Wow. Kringle.
Ooh, those are
fine sport words.
I take pride in my Kringle. I'm a true Assinian.
Yeah, really? There you go. I don't even know what Kringle is.
Oh, it's delightful. It is delightful. It's a delightful.
That's all I need to know.
It's a delightful pastry. You just gotta have it.
The only Dane.
It's like crack, man. Gotta have more.
Circular Danish, hollow inside. I don't know how to explain it, but it's
just good.
It's just good food.
So are you?
You should see these two right now. They're both like
salivating. Yeah, we're about to go to fisticuffs over a cradle. This is one of these. See, this is one of these radio programs that just go absolutely nowhere. I feel like a Seinfeld episode all of a sudden. You know,
we could probably do this in about a minute 30.
And then we could cut this down.
You think? What else you got there, guys?
This one is the Des Moines Social Club, which is one of my favorite places in town. Really cool what they're trying to do and just in focusing on and helping the arts in the city. Is they started the rooftop happy hour. It was last week or 2 weeks ago.
The rooftop happy hour.
Yep, on the rooftop of, if you remember, that is the old fire old fire station. Yes. It's up on top of where they kept the trucks.
Don't jump.
Do not jump. It's not that far of a drop. You could probably ollie off of it
ollie
with all your skateboard skills.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Or ollie oop.
But they have a rooftop happy hour on every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 4:30 to 7:30 after work. They got live entertainment, hang out with some other city folk after work, get a drink, I think it's a good time.
All right.
I believe we're weather permitting.
And when is this?
Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
So this coming week,
Every week
Friday.
Through the rest
got
of
it.
The summer.
It's actually tonight, but then it'll also be all next week.
Right, but next week,
recurring. But one quick question, how's it Kringle?
I don't think they have Kringle.
They don't know from Kringle. They don't know from. I'm telling you, they don't know from Kringle.
We need to have a taste test of people who aren't connected to a scene and find out how incredible.
How can we solve this?
We can.
O&H delivers nationwide.
So too does Nelson's.
Oh,
really? What if it's the same place? You guys call it something different.
I'm sure that's almost what it is.
If it's all, there's actually one Kringle dispensary.
Because you guys describe the same position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the map.
Now, if you go to Kenosha,
delivery.
Who goes to Kenosha?
If you go to Kenosha, they have logs, which are the exact same, but in a straight line.
Nobody
not
goes
a circle.
To Kenosha.
No one goes to Kenosha.
Get out of here.
It's Kenosha. It's not the place you go.
It's Kenosha. Yeah.
I gotta say, when I walked in here, I was not expecting to hear the question, "Who goes to Kenosha?"
It sounds like a song. Hey, maybe Alt J could make that up.
We'll make sure they hear it.
Or Gary Clark Sr.
Yeah.
He already sang that song.
Or the Dave Clark 5. I think one of them's dead, so it's Dave Clark 4.
Dave Clark 4?
Yeah. All right, are we done? Right now, people are driving off the road, or they're just turning off the radio.
We'll give them one last goodbye. There's if you miss the Eagles, which I'm not sure if I miss the Eagles, but you might miss them. I just know about them.
Birds or the band?
The band.
Oh, okay.
The birds are leaving too, but we'll stick with the band for the moment. There's I believe it's the cover band by the name of Hotel California.
Oh.
Only some people can guess where they got that name from. But they're a cover band. They're at the Pella Opera House
The Pella Opera. See how far away we range? Mm-hmm. Pella Opera House.
I don't know why are they playing in, why in the Opera House, though? Eagles are very far from opera, yeah, to my knowledge.
But I hope they sing Eagles' song in opera.
That would be awesome.
Any chance?
No chance at all.
No, this is so it's an Eagles cover band, Hotel California, in the Pella.
That's one thing you guys agreed on. You don't agree on the Kringle. No, but you guys in unison said no chance at all.
Yeah, no chance at all.
But the Hotel California is playing at 7 p.m. in the Pella Opera House on August 10th.
August 10th, Pella Opera House, Hotel California. They got the name, by the way, from the Beach Boys.
Hmm.
Did they actually?
Oh, of course. You don't know, of course.
Steal it or what happened?
Make it up. Just make everything up. All right. Thank you, guys. This has been a rousing afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing Adam, the extraordinaire.
Amen.
The extraordinaire.
Adam meet Des Moines. Des Moines meet Adam.
Yeah.
The general extraordinaire.
That's right. So are you an S-E-N at the end? What's your last name?
Rogan.
How in the world? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Danish Kringle and it's a Rogan.
It's German.
Who knows from German?
My last name's Irish, so we, throughout history, been too drunk to identify what we were eating for most of the time. Since we lost our beloved potatoes.
I know. So you go to Kringle. Yeah, I got it. All right, we got to go. It's thanks, guys, for coming in. Oh, my. This is it for this week, and probably this is it for forever. This might be it. All right, we've got to go. For all of us associated with Inside On Business that actually admit that they are associated with Inside On Business, that's Jeff Pitts and Adam Rogan from CityView with Stuff to Do. All right, Tyler Hackenmiller is the producer of the Business News Hour. Thank you so much, Tyler, for putting this on the air. I'm sure everyone really does appreciate it this afternoon. Also, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour, and the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back, God willing, Monday at 5 o'clock. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.